Yeah, it's not just football. I think we'll find other sports as well. Certainly, perhaps rugby league and rugby union, because there have been opportunities for overseas players who've got a European passport or have got links through what's called COLPAC arrangements to find themselves or find the ability to play over here without going through the proper work permit requirements that you would ordinarily find. There's no doubt that, as you said, it's probably the most dramatic sort of days of politics that we've experienced for many years. Football is probably the one that's going to be affected. I would say certainly Premier League level more than anything else. And really, just in simple terms, what EU law allows or the European Union arrangements allow is freedom of movement from a labour point of view. So there's nothing to stop you getting a job, with a Spanish radio station tomorrow, or me getting a job with an Italian law firm tomorrow, and we can just go over there, just pack our bags. No issues about any kind of visa or anything else like that. We go, we set up, and we're not breaking any laws. What we have seen, the Premier League has clearly become probably the best league in the world. You've got players from all over the world, but what a lot of British clubs have been able to do is recruit European footballers, especially young footballers who might ordinarily just stay in their own country, but the attraction of coming over to play for a Premiership team is huge. And so any European player, so whether they play in Germany or Holland or Italy, Spain, they could be signed by an English Premier League team or any English team, come over. There's no restrictions at all, and it's a fairly easy process to get them in, and that has definitely contributed to the quality of the Premier League competition. That in itself has created additional wealth because the best players coming in without any form of restriction or overseas quota or anything else like that effectively means that probably you'd say that we've got in this country, arguably the best players in the world. There's obviously one or two still play in Spain, and that's probably across Barcelona or Real Madrid. But taking away those two particular clubs, the Premier League is really the league that the best players in the world want to play in. This is going to have a dramatic effect because the way I see it panning out, it's going to take some time, but if you're a top quality Dutch player or German player, this same criteria would apply for them coming over to play over here. They would need a work permit. Now, if they are top quality players and they've played for their country and they can pass the work permit test, then it's fine. They can come in, but it's the ones that don't necessarily have that international status at the moment. They will not get a work permit, and the same would apply very much what we see in rugby league with Australian players. You just can't get any Australian player in. They've got to have played for their country or got to played, I think, 50% of NRL games. So the one thing that the politicians have been working on is the idea that there's greater control over the borders. And that's been well documented, but the same rules will apply for sportsmen, footballers, rugby players as they would to any other worker. So there's no doubt, I think we could see, perhaps for the first time, a devaluing of the Premier League in terms of its overall status. It will still attract good quality players, there's no doubt, but we won't necessarily see the top European players who can just ordinarily come over as youngsters. The converse argument and there's always two arguments to this side of the story, is that we have seen the national team struggle over the last few years. I mean, at the moment, yes, we're hoping that Monday will be a good day and, you know, we'll progress in terms of the Euros. But, you know, if we don't get past perhaps the quarterfinals or we get stuck at quarterfinal stage, there's always a level of criticism against the English team, and you know, often the feature that gets commented upon is the fact that there's not enough quality English players playing in the Premier League, and that's stifling the good quality players coming through. So, if anything, for English boys, this new kind of change in political environment could have a greater effect. We'll probably see more homegrown players making the grade through the ranks, because it's almost inevitable now that there will be a decrease in overseas players.
You see, that's a good thing in one way, isn't it? With you know, an increase in academy prospects coming through and the, you know, the decent products turning out into maybe a strengthened England side in the future. But on the flip side, financially, it could be another problem because, as you said, the superstars aren't going to turn up now, are they, if these restrictions are on? And that could potentially, I'm saying potentially, devalue the product on TV, and these billions that are going into the Premier League and the Championship now might not be there in the future. These deals may start to regress with the amount of money that they get.
It's a fair comment. Yes, I think you know, there's a number of sides to the argument. I mean, if Spain stays in and there's talk of them coming out as well, then, you know, it's going to be easier for the Spanish teams to pick up, you know, players from Germany or France. So I definitely think, you know, football has been affected by yesterday's decision. I'm sure most people, when they were voting, didn't even contemplate the impact it would have on football. I don't think there's going to be any immediate kind of drastic change, so we're not going to sort of see contracts terminated immediately, and that can't happen. But I think now, when teams are doing their recruiting and the length of the contracts, they're just going to be a little bit more conscious now as to who they sign and what they can sign. And where I think it becomes an exciting prospect now is that young players that might be, you know, 17, 18, playing at Hartlepool or playing at the lower levels in the competition might well feel, well, if they make the grade and they continue to progress, they might get picked up by the scouts from the Championship teams. If they then jump up a couple of divisions, do well, you know, perhaps in the past, you know, the pathway into the Premier League has been blocked because of just the sheer number of overseas players. So this is an opportunity for English boys, homegrown boys. And what I think will happen is the whole scouting framework will change, because up until now, certainly the Premier League clubs would have had scouts, you know, recruiting 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds from Europe. No problem there, because freedom of movement, completely different now. And English boys may just feel that they can advance through the different divisions and get to the Premier League in a much quicker and perhaps more lucrative way. So, yeah, you know, I think it'll all settle down eventually. I don't think the country's yet come to terms with it. But the dynamics of football and sport generally will now change, and interesting times.
Really, yes. Obviously, we were talking about Rugby League earlier on. You mentioned it then. And if you look at the Super League, there's 12 teams in that. One of them, Catalan Dragons. And they've got a situation where they, you know, as you mentioned before about the Australian players, if they come in maybe on an EU passport, if they've been there before, they could sign them in a different way. That might all go wrong as well. Will Catalans even be part of the Super League? There's so many permutations with this, isn't there? And I'm sure there'll be plenty to get our heads around in the future.
Yeah, and you know, my own business looks after rugby league players, sports management with Carl Harrison, and we look after French players that are playing over here. You know, there wouldn't even, you know, English clubs do like French players. They're good. They're very dedicated, and there are a number of French players playing in the competition over here. Theo Farge, a couple of lads at Hull KR, lad at Warrington signed. So that, you know, there are a sprinkling of good French players and good youngsters that come over. And it's been a nice little opportunity for English clubs to recruit, you know, good French players. If suddenly, you know, there's just completely new border controls and, you know, the same rule applies that, you know, they've got to be an international player before they can come over here. It's not going to be so easy now for English clubs to sort of go down that recruitment path. The other thing as well is you know, a lot of rugby league clubs, certainly Super League clubs, have been able to recruit Australian players, but with an EU passport. So if they're somehow their grandparents or their parents have got Italian ancestry in them, and you know, there are other players that have got European blood in them, they've been able to apply for a European passport. As soon as they get the European passport, they are effectively a non-quota player, can come into the country. And the interesting thing is the Colpack arrangements, again, is going to be looked at, because that's where you get some of the sort of the islanders coming over here, because there's a Colpack arrangement where they've got links with a European country, and that of course allows them into the country based on their European connections. So there's no doubt it's going to have an effect. I think the other thing as well is because the whole change, this is going to be a complete sea change in terms of overseas workers generally. The message which appears to be coming from the vote yesterday is that there are too many people overseas taking UK jobs, and it looks like the message which the government are going to have to bring into play now, or the message from yesterday, which means there's going to be new legislation, is that there's going to be a tightening up now across the borders. It's not going to be so easy. One has to be, in my view, very skilled to come over and work in this country, and the same will apply across sport, rugby league and football. So I suspect it's only going to be kind of top international players that will be allowed to come over here on a work permit. So definitely huge changes across sport as a result of that, and it's the freedom of movement which is going to be the driving force.
Interesting times ahead, Richard. Thank you so much for coming on today. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.